Claudette Hoherty. She's not literally in the parliamentary press gallery at this time of the morning, but she's certainly keeping her eye on the ball as a new parliament sits. It's going to be some testy times, I would think, in the big house this week. Thanks for joining us, Claudette. Tēnākoe.
Tēnākoe, Gail. So today, Monday, the media is giving a briefing on how the events are going to roll out tomorrow with the opening of Parliament and the swearing in of the MPs. The Speaker comes in as well too. It takes 2 days, like it's over 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday is the swearing in of the MPs, so the opening of the House Tuesday, swearing in of the MPs on Wednesday. Now, I'm predicting that Te Pāti Māori will probably have an issue with the oath. The oath swears allegiance to the king and makes no reference or allows no reference to Tiriti or Tangata Whenua. And I would assume that the Te Pāti Māori would have an issue with that particular oath, considering that it is not representative of the two treaty partners and, of course, Te Pāti Māori being a treaty-centric party. So that's what's happening over the next 2 days. And as I said, the media is going to get a briefing because we can't go to everything because it's just so full of pomp and ceremony. We've got to stand in certain places and, you know, watch our P's and Q's. So that's going to be done for us today. Also, going back to last week, we see that there's a lot of corridor around the different policies and also to the 100-day plan by the government, which, interestingly enough, did not have many of the treaty issues that they had raised in the proposal. The only two really big standout issues, of course, and we talked about this last week, was the dismantling of Te Aka Whai Ora and also stopping work on He Puapua, which actually stopped 2 years ago. So that's, you know, I don't know why they put that in. They're using that as a scorecard, you know, as a big success, but that was well and done and dusted. Now, I had an opportunity to speak with Luxon in post-cab stand-up last week, and I asked him whether or not he got spooked by Māori backlash on those policies as to why they didn't appear in the 100-day plan, and here's Christopher Luxon, Prime Minister.
Were you spooked by the aggressive nature and kickback from Māori leaders, particularly to what they consider to be divisive and racist policies of your coalition government?
I disagree. You know, what we've seen is a government over 6 years that has not delivered for Māori. You know, we've got 50% more Māori on benefits. We've got 50% more Māori now on 50% of Māori on the wait list are actually 50% Māori. We've seen a 30% increase in Māori on benefits. All of that has not been good outcomes for Māori. We are determined to deliver for Māori and non-Māori and all New Zealanders.
Yeah, well, so that's Christopher Luxon, and then it went on from there. So we can make up our own minds as to whether or not he's actually, the statistics are actually correct, given that he got the statistics wrong about the number of outlets, smoking outlets up north. He said there was only one, when in actual fact there are 35. So we've got to drill down on some of those stats and misinformation to see whether or not actually he is correct and the government is correct. That.
What's your initial reaction? I mean, I'm quite surprised. What did he say? 30% more on waiting lists? Waiting lists for what? And 50% more on benefits seems a huge figure. How can we check the veracity of them?
So it depends, again, on which part of the benefits. Which parts of the benefit are we talking about, where the impact is? We had the cyclone as well too, so some of those of our whānau who work seasonal work weren't able to take up that mahi, so some of those numbers counted in their waiting list. We've always had an issue with waiting lists for major surgeries. Has it increased or has it stabilised? Just by how is the defining increase? But again, I think we have to unpack those statistics more carefully, given that he got that smoking statistic so horribly wrong in the weekend. and brushed it off as well too. So when he was asked, when he was told that he got that incorrect, he said, "Oh well, we got it wrong." You know, so we've got to be really careful about how the data around us is being used and in what format and, you know, in what context it's being used.
This focus on He Pūapū, which you say hasn't really been in the news for 2 years, an example of looking to be doing something when nothing really is being done?
I think you're absolutely correct. It's, you know, a success, a big thumbs up when actually it got scrapped under the last government. They got the chills and bailed out on He Pūapū. So, and that was done as we highlighted a couple of years ago. So that does appear to be a score, you know, a big success amongst those core voters for the right. So there is that. Also too, around the sending off the Treaty Principles Bill going to Select Committee, that's not going to take place this side of Christmas. But make no mistake, there will be a lot of work being done around that in the back rooms, along with some of the other policies. So when it is time to roll out, they will be prepared. The other issue is, talking to Claire Charters last week, once it gets into legislation. However, there are some other constitutional lawyers that are saying that if it does go any further than the Select Committee, that it is a breach of Section 19 of the Human Rights Act. That does not allow for equity in Aotearoa. So there is still a fallback legislation-wise for Māori to pick that up if it goes any further than the Select Committee.
Tēnā koe, and of course it sounds nice, I'm going to dismantle Te Ako Whai Ora, but there are some contractual arrangements that are in place as well. So the legislative challenge of dismantling that kaupapa could be more significant than they're letting on.
Much more significant. And what Shane Levy had talked about was perhaps bringing some of the services in under Te Whatu Order. They'll probably change the names as well, too, or not. But it won't be as easy. None of it is going to be as easy as what the government thinks it is going to be. There's so much legislation and bundle up and you know, just bureaucracy to go through. And then, of course, there's the protest from Māori. But a lot of this has already gone through legislative and different types of mechanisms. So difficult to unbundle. They're going to find it very, very hard. But you see, it's in the rhetoric and in the narrative. So they're seeming to do something about these issues that appeals to its core voters. That's all it needs to do, is to keep talking about it, and then it will resonate with its core voters.
Tēnā koe, Claude. It's going to be an interesting week. I look forward to conversations with you regarding it. Mariori kia koe, tuhine tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.